Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Dope Town. Coming at you on the microphones, we've got the crew of Dope Town 3000. I'm Greg. We got Sean Fisher.
Hello.
We got Zora Bikangaga.
What up?
And we're going to open this episode the way we open every episode. We're going to prove to you that we're freestyling. We're going to prove to you that this is all off the top of the dome, which is a fun way to say made up.
Made up. It's freestyling, guys. The dome piece, meaning it's your head.
LiveActionGenius.com annotations. Sean, you got a Twitter thing? We're gonna look at some trending Twitter topics. We're gonna freestyle about those.
Open up my trends for me for the day. We got hashtag Earth Day. We got small acts of love. Fake cartoon facts.
What?
Sunday morning chaos takes control. Are any of these sounding good for y'all?
I liked small acts of love.
Yeah.
Small acts of love? Cool. Let's do that then. All right. Okay. Let's warm up.
Girl, what's up? You're getting thirsty? Have a cup. Yeah, I wanna get lossy in your eyes. I wanna pour you some coffee, cause I love you. Oh, my love is swarming. I wanna hang out with you in the morning. Yeah, our love men will bank it. Yeah, I wanna cover your feet with this blanket and be like, girl, watch some dressage on the TV, give you a massage. Yeah, girl, we'll get lost then. I don't know, like peck each other in the garage. Little kisses, yeah, we're on fleek. I wanna kiss you on the cheek. Little peck. I love you so much, what the heck.
I'm saying what the heck, girl. You know I love you, what you think. I'm gonna prepare for you your favorite Starbucks drink. Gonna have it on the table, it isn't fable. I'm gonna show you acts of love as long as I am able. You know your boy Greg cares. I'm watching your favorite cartoon, that's Gummy Bears. You know I'm sharing stuff that's important to you. You know that's me and you. We're the fucking in love crew. Gummy bears are surprisingly good. I was gonna do small acts of love when I'm hanging in your hood.
Yo, small act of loves, I'm not a chump. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy and also Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, I'm not a fool, cause my lady, yeah, she is my crown jewel. So I know that I see her, I wanna share everything because I care. I got her some collapsible stairs because we got some high drawers in our house, and she's only 5'3", couldn't reach them, no doubt. And that is a small act of love. I'm just gonna help her rise above, cause her current height ain't enough. So I'm taking care of it as a hub. I be doing those small acts of love.
Small acts of what matter.
Small acts of love.
If you're feeling small, I'll get you an emotional ladder.
Let's lay. I wanna write you a one act play. Yeah, we'll do it for the age. I wanna take this play to the stage. Yeah, Romeo and Juliet. It's Shakespeare. It's about love. Yo, we'll have no fear. It's that small acts of love. Yeah, we'll watch it in the proscenium above. Like, oh yeah, little puppets, I'll make you little play man with some Muppets. What?
Yeah, we'll have some crumpets. Yeah, girl, you know what kind of love it.
Yeah, what kind of love it when my puppet skills are so neat. I'm trying to take your heart down to Sesame Street. Hey, you can be Miss Piggy, you can be my hog, and I will be your Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I will do it with no tension. You and I, girl, got the rainbow connection. Yes, you are better than any paper. I'm about to take you on a love great Muppet caper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'm feeling kind of swell. I text you, ask you, what do you want if I'm stopping at a Taco Bell on the way home? Because if I'm eating food, I'm not coming home alone. I'm bringing some for you. Yeah, you know that I'm macho. I'll get you some cinnamon twist, a Pepsi, and even a nacho. Nope, but nacho. Set you up with that. Sorry, man, but I keep on going like I got a cat. I'm just purring. Yeah, I know that you and I observing. Yeah, you like these small acts of love that I am dispersing. Yeah, man, you the meaning of my universe, so it doesn't matter with the small acts of love.
Small acts of love.
I'll get that door for you.
Ka-chunk. Here, have this last piece of sushi.
Woo! Bra, bra, bra.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. All right. All right, guys. Cool. Coming up next, the next portion of our show, our podcast. I was like, what is the
correct cool word?
Yeah, I was like, podcast, show, our presentation.
Yeah, it's all things.
Nice.
Content.
Yes. Get ready for this content coming to your ears. All right. Our guest today, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Lindsay Stidham. We all just met last night.
We did.
Yeah.
And then we met because you are also somebody who hosts a podcast for Campfire Media. You want to plug yourself real quick?
I host a podcast called Welcome to the Clam Bake. We're a feminist, sometimes comedic, sometimes very serious podcast exploring what it means to be a feminist today. We're the opposite of a sausage fest.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. A clam bake.
You got it.
I see. I like that.
It's really good at deterring men on dating apps.
we're just weeding the bad ones out.
You can't handle the clam bake. Stay out of the ocean. I don't know.
Sure.
That tracks.
You can't handle the depths of those waters.
Throwing a dingery.
If you can't handle me at my clam bake, you don't deserve me at my lobster dinner?
Totally. Ooh. All those things.
We like
to say that clams are gender neutral, though, because, like, you know, there's so many gender pronouns, and I don't ever want to get them wrong. Mm. So I'm just like, if you listen to the clam bake and you're into it, you're a clam. And, like, it doesn't have to be associated with genitalia.
I identify as clam.
Good.
Very cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much for coming on, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me. I'm so impressed with you guys.
Aww.
And I'm, like, deeply thinking about collapsible stairs because I'm real short. And I was like, that's a big act of
love. It is the best anniversary gift I have ever given. And we've gone on like trips to places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's the thing that
she
uses the most.
Wait, you legit bought your lady collapsible stairs?
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you've been together for like 10 years. You run out of all like the jewelry gifts and all that kind of stuff. And then you're like, you know what you need? The ability to be about 2 feet taller.
Damn. If somebody got me those, I'd be like, we're getting married. Damn.
Yeah, I'm taking notes. Mm-hmm. Taking those love notes from Sean.
Lindsay, we would love to hear, if you have one, a story about something just dope that's happened to you, something dope you've done.
I decided I was going to tell like the story of like what a dope ass day is to me. Is that cool? Yeah. So one of my like dopest days, I also feel like this story is going to classify me as an LA basic bitch, but I'm fine with that. So I love to go to the desert. My parents now live in Palm Desert, which is like rad because there's 2 hours away, but it's a beautiful escape from Los Angeles. That's where they've decided to retire. I'm so lucky. They're so close. But before I even started visiting them in Palm Desert, I really got into the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs. And so I go with girlfriends like probably 2 to 3 times a year. And it's so expensive. So we get like 8 of us and split the room so that it's actually affordable. So the first part of like a dope ass day is like not having an agenda. You're like, I don't really have anywhere to be. I don't have anything I have to do today. That is like the best part of a dope ass day to me. So usually I'm out there like not a big agenda. Probably smoking marijuana. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the things on the agenda. Probably drinking a Bloody Mary from the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs, which is so lovely. They make like, I like dream about their Bloody Marys. They're like so good. They're so spicy and perfect and a little salty. Hoping nobody dies in their swimming pool because I've heard that's happened.
Fingers crossed.
So you're like, hopefully nobody dies today in this pool. Like, just go marijuana and alcohol, you guys. Like, you don't have to like roll on Molly if you're like in the desert. It's hot out there.
Oh,
like,
so people,
chill out.
So people die sometimes because
they're just on too many drugs.
Oh, okay. I thought because it was an old person thing.
No, because that hotel is like definitely young people. It's like a young hipster hotel, big time. So some ladies have died in their pool. One of my friend's engagement parties, but that's like not a dope ass day. It's like a whole nother story for another
It's a fun
podcast.
Footnote in this story.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's
hopefully
another permanent decision.
Hopefully like nobody dies in the pool to like harsh or mellow.
Yeah, that would be
it would be really inconvenient
for
to
you.
My skin.
Yeah.
I mean, do they have a sign where like no peeing, you know, no running, no dying?
No dying on Molly.
I think they need one. I think they need
one. In the last 14 days.
Yeah. I think it's like Coachella time that stuff like that happens. But I like avoid the desert during Coachella. Like you would have to pay me to go to Coachella, but it's a whole other story. So then usually we like to go get a sound bath. Have you guys had a sound bath?
No,
I've mildly heard of it.
Yeah.
I vaguely know what one is. Can you explain?
I know nothing.
So close to 29 Palms, which is a whole other tiny desert city nearby, there's something called the Integratron, and it's a perfectly acoustic building. The dude who built it wanted to contact aliens, so that's why he built it. So I guess he thought, like, because if you play sound bowls in this building, you feel sound vibrations. I don't even know how to, like, describe it, but it's like getting, if you lie down and your head faces the center of the building, you feel the sound vibrations while somebody plays sound bowls. And I guess he believed like the spot where he built it was a vortex and that those sounds he'd be able to reach aliens, which is like,
did it work?
You know, he lived there a long, he lived there.
Like,
and he was like working on it for a while.
like that wouldn't be the biggest news.
Hey man, government might be trying to cover it up.
Well, no, I mean, I was going to ask because they have that big Marine base in 29 Palms.
They
Does it have anything to do with
him? Have an airport there at one point in time too. So this was like an airport, restaurant, sound vortex, alien contacting hangout. It's one of the coolest places been.
I could see how one of those business models wouldn't survive without the other four.
Yeah, only the sound vortex has survived. Now there's like not much there, but a sound vortex survived. Some ladies who were doing sound research on dolphins bought the building and saved it because they were playing dolphin noises in the building to try to like decode dolphin speak. I love the desert, you guys.
The desert is where you can go and do anything.
Yeah, you can
even learn about dolphins.
Yeah, you can learn how to talk to dolphins. And also a lot of bands have recorded albums there because this building has such an amazing sound vortex to it. So that usually is like the one thing that goes on the agenda for a weekend. So you go with your lady friends. For some reason, I haven't been with men, which is weird, but maybe one day. So you go with your lady friends. You all lay down. You like find your spot. You hope nobody falls asleep. You're not supposed to fully fall asleep during a sound bath. And the leader of the sound bath usually gets like very, I'm looking for the right word that's like not totally offensive, just like she with your dreams, like very woo-woo. That's the word I'm looking for. Very like woo-woo, like. So she's like, think about, or he, whoever's playing the bowls or clam, like maybe they don't have a specific gender, whoever's playing the sound bowls, to help, like, kind of guides you through like a led meditation where they're like, think about something you want to achieve during this experience, but like also don't think too hard about it, because don't stress out about it. And then we're going to like hopefully transport you to a place where you can deal with something that you can't deal in your like normal everyday consciousness. So when I had my very first sound bath, I think I was dreaming maybe just like what, again, like further, like what my dope ass day would be. And I think I like had a conversation with my parents in my meditation, who I really enjoy. I like love my parents. I don't have a bad relationship with them. I have a really good one. And then I also was like driving a really handsome man in a convertible, but I was driving, which is really specific. Okay. And we were like along the PCH. So like, beautiful. I don't know, maybe that's my future man. And I clearly wanted to be in the driver's seat. And I was like really happy. And I like woke up from the sound bath. I was really happy. And I was about really stoned. And I wasn't actually, I didn't get actually stoned beforehand. I just like, that's like the sensation you feel afterwards. It feels like getting stoned without getting stoned, which is very wacky. And then because you have that experience, then they have like hammocks outside where you lay in them and absorb the experience you just went through. So they like don't rush you out. You can like hang out around the Integratron for like 30 minutes before like the next sound bath people go inside and have their meditative experience.
So the building is called the Integratron.
It's called the Integratron. Yeah. Yeah. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
Sounds like a carnival ride.
The Gravitron. That's all I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like a transformer.
Yeah. Mm. Totally. And then meander back to the hotel. It's like an hour drive, so you like need kind of like the day of like not a huge agenda to like do anything. So the drive back to that hotel is an hour to go back to Palm Springs proper, because 29 Palms like deep when you, it's not even like a proper town where the Integratron is, it's like unincorporated. So when you drive out there, like there's not much out there, so it's probably like 30 minutes back into like a real town and then like another 30 minutes back to Palm Springs. And it's really pretty drive, especially if it's not too hot out yet.
Yeah.
It's nice. Maybe you can even roll your windows down, let the hair, maybe you got a convertible after your, you know, who knows?
Maybe you're a dude in a passenger seat on a PC.
Yeah.
By very specific meditation. I remember it specifically to this day. And then you probably like have some more Bloody Marys and swim in the pool. And then you like meet people in the friendship bar at the Ace Hotel. Okay. I'm like shit talking Coachella, but I meanwhile feel like such a hipster telling this story. So like they have a bar called the Friendship Bar in the Ace Hotel. And the whole point is like hopefully to meet strangers. And I've always met lovely strangers at the Ace Hotel. They're usually always from Los Angeles. It's like just an LA hangout in the middle of the desert. And then they usually have karaoke nights to like force strangers to interact with themselves, with each other and not just themselves. And then you hopefully sing like, one of my go-to karaoke songs is Say My Name. And so I like to sing it like heavy metal style. And then usually I make a lot of new friends. And so you hopefully make new friends, new acquaintances. And, you know, the next day you are lazy and then eventually drive back to Los Angeles. And that's a dope ass day for me.
Nice.
No agenda. Except to meditate in the Integratron.
I love it.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool, and I want to do that.
Me too.
It sounds very like Reiki.
Very woo-woo.
Yeah, it's woo. It's a woo-woo day for sure. For sure.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any clarifying questions, gentlemen? Or we want to jump into this?
I mean, I'm ready to jump
in. Yeah, let's do it.
Nice. So here is our presentation of your dope ass day.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, we're gonna drive far. I need all my girls to get right up in my car. Yeah, oh yo, you can't handle this. We're gonna leave in the morning from Los Angeles. Alright, everybody, yo, we gotta stay calm. We're going to the spring that's surrounded by the palms. Alright, yeah, oh no, do not make that face, because you know that we staying at the Hotel Ace.
Hotel Ace, only misses, no misters. Are you worried that we're being too hipster? Yeah, I know we got a trip with no fellas. Sometimes I think we're just like Coachella.
Wait, what are you saying? We're just carrying drugs, and the fact that we're all wearing some Uggs, and the fact that we're all drinking some smoothies from Starbucks. Oh man, that I don't give a hard fuck. I love this. It is my identity. So if you want to go and be my fucking enemy because of the things that I like, you say they're basic. That's all right. I'll have it and you don't taste it.
Yeah, what the hell? Come in this lobby. You're in the Ace Hotel. Yeah, I seen you from afar. Come hang out at the Friendship Bar. Yeah, yeah. Eat some pokey. Sing a song, man. Maybe karaoke. Yeah, I don't know. Have some freaking danger. Meet a stranger.
Oh, a stranger. This is all day. Where are you from? I'm from L.A. You are too.
Yeah.
Okay, this is something I guess we can do.
Yeah, it's true. Let's set the kettle. Really quick, I'm gonna go play some heavy metal. Oh. Karaoke is gonna be wild. I'm gonna sing heavy metal Destiny's Child.
Wow.
Say my name. When no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You've been running games.
Yeah, was that great? Do you want to go ahead and have it on a date?
I don't know what you're holding, but my name, Kelly Rowland.
Whoa.
Yeah, listen to you very long. I like how you sing that freaking song.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, sir. I don't know. Let's hang out in the freaking desert.
Yeah, your performance. You know that you were killing them. It's me, too. I think my name's Michelle Williams.
Yes, Michelle Williams.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm here as well. That was really good at the Ace Hotel.
Ace Hotel. Yeah, kind of listen. My girl, Michelle Williams, she has no rhythm.
Here's the thing. I found it kind of disturbing. How come you didn't remember your name?
Wow. No, Dante. I got my mind erased by Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah, she's very glad, but also at things, she is very bad, but it's cool. It's very cool. We met way back in high school.
Way back in high school. That memory is really fucking jolly. I know it's hot outside, but I'm gonna take some molly. That molly gonna make me cool. Gonna roll on some molly and jump into the pool. Splish, splash.
Don't do it.
Taking molly, I don't fuck with hash.
Don't do it.
Pockets lined with green like I'm making cash. Oh my god, I'm drowning.
Oh no.
Wait.
Oh, the strife is kind of hard. Gonna dive in, man. They call me lifeguard. Oh no. It's so hard. I'm gonna pull her out, man. Perform CPR.
Oh, here's the thing. Go ahead and save her, fellow. Cause if she would die, that really harsh my mellow. Alright, I have a lot going on. My agenda is clear except for the Integratron. I am going later. Alright, oh, it's profound. I am going to 29 bombs. I'm going to a sound.
Going to the sound. Yeah, gonna get paid. Can't believe I'm meeting Lana Del Rey at this bar, at this pool. Let's go to the Gravitron. Get some spool.
The Integratron? The Gravitron, the carnival ride. You sticking fool. All right, we're going and going. It's about an hour now from here. I'm just showing you all the nice looking places in the desert. I love coming out here. It is a pleasure. Yeah, man, I was thinking thoughts that clever. Could I move out here? Maybe, but probably never.
Never, never. This place, it's kind of freaking scary. I see some Marines. I see all the military. What's up? Looks like they're gonna kill them all. But then I see this freaking strip mall. Yeah, next to a big ass building. Nah, man, these dudes, they ain't killing. Let's go in this place, man. Have a round. Listen to all these crazy freaking sounds.
Hey, left, right, tin hut. We're at the Orange Julius filling up our cup. Yes, we are the army at the mall, having some R&R, so we are trying to have a ball.
All right, yes, oh man, I really want a pretzel. Sir, I'm gonna go and report over to the Wetzels. Yes, yes, I'm getting it done, and later I might just go and get myself some Cinnabon. All right, yes,
I don't like this freaking guy. Didn't know they could stack oranges that high.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of salient. I got a suspicion that that dude is an alien.
Wow. Extraterrestrial life. it was once found. I think that we can talk to them using some sound. Yes, we just gotta find the tones that is fine. We gotta take our cue from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. They would speak to them with music. I'm gonna play this kind of sound that would make all of you sick. But to the aliens, I think it's how they talk. I'm gonna outline my plans with some chalk like quick, quick, quick. Does that sound work? Does that sound work? None of these sounds.
I think it works.
Yeah?
I think it works. Yeah. I'm so hardened here. I'm a freaking Martian in
what?
Here. Yeah. Let's be mingling. Guess what? I learned language when I went to England.
Wow.
Yeah. Then I sat on the bench, went to this place, and I also learned French.
Oh. Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. Yes, je m'appelle. I understand you.
Wow, alien. Qu'est-ce que c'est? It seems like you've traveled across the country more than May.
More than you. More than May. I went eating some tagrini, then also went learn Swahili.
Wow.
Learn Swahili, yeah. Went freaking back again. Wanted to talk to the Chinese and those Africans. Learned all the languages. Communicating, I don't want to be languishing.
Wow, okay, this is gonna be easy, like we're going golfing. Mr. Alien, can you help me talk to this dolphin? That would really, yeah, it would help me out. All I understand is, like some dolphin shouts.
They're not lean. I don't like dolphins. They're very mean.
Wow.
Nah, you can't tell? Dolphins, bad species. They're bad to females.
Really?
Yes. Really, really. I don't like them. They're very scary, scary.
Wow, scary, scary. This got me saying, hot damn, ayo, fuck this dumb dolphin. We should talk to a clam.
Well, hello. Sorry, I'm a clam. I'm gonna really talk slow. That's all right. Yes, sorry. You just need to be contextual. I don't really identify in ways that are sexual.
Yeah.
I am just a
nah,
clam.
Sexual. Boy and girl. I like the species. Why? They make those freaking pearls.
Yes. Actually, it's dirt caught in my mouth. I'm really, really happy when someone would pull it out.
Pull it out.
Yeah,
it
pearls
out.
Are not treasures to us. Really, they just are pieces of dirt and they disgust.
They disgust,
yeah.
But you need to trust.
They collect mucus.
Yeah, but you need to bust out
and
those
some
pearls.
Pus.
But look, I will tell you currently, we use all those pearls from Earth. Man, that is our currency. Straight up.
Shit, I shouldn't have been letting them go. You know how easy it is for me to make some pearls grow? It's really easy. It's simple. I can do it so simple like popping out of a pimple. It's just... There's a pearl right there. And there's... Take those pearls. I don't care.
I love clams. You're letting us. That's why I love your species. Why? You are so generous.
Thanks. Here's the thing. You've been a treat. If there's one thing that you could do for me, don't eat me or anybody who looks like me. Just let us chill right down here and make pearls under the sea. Cause we really can't move. We don't have a cool life. We just go with the waves. We're not causing like any strife. And that's what you should take away from my life, man. Is that's the way you should be. Just cool and chill like a clam.
I like your outlook. I'm gonna take all your words of wisdom and put them in a book.
Put them in a book.
Put them in a book. Put them in a book.
Put them in a book.
Put them in a book.
Put them in a book.
Put them in a book.
Put them in a book.
Yeah. Yo. Here's the thing. I'm talking to people from outer space. You could tell I'm crazy by the look that's on my face. And if you couldn't see my face and take a look, you could tell that I am crazy by the words up in this book. I love clams. God damn. I live in the desert and I am a Siam.
Listen. All the words you said, gonna put all your words, gonna type them in red. Yeah,
nice, man. That is really making me feel crazy. Also an author, but I also practice Reiki. Here's the thing, when you live in the desert to survive, you cannot have only one job. Everyone has pretty much five. Pretty much five jobs.
That's the way to stay clean. Come into my building, I can analyze all of your dreams. Ooh, what's the right word to say to you? You, it's true, true. Get a clue, clue. I say it's fru, fru. That's the way I would describe what I do. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna describe your dream to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm not feeling hate. I'm gonna see the beach, man. I'm on PCH. Yeah, oh no, we're gonna turn a fool. I'm with this dude, he's beautiful. I'm riding in convertible.
This thing looks
like, oh,
great. This car's so nice. I'm so happy that you are my wife. I love going on this ocean drive with you. I think I should be proposing.
Your face is very handsome.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed.
Thank
but you.
You
need to shut your mouth and talk
what?
Less. Yeah, man, you're dandy, but do you understand? You are just eye candy.
Oh, but I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of different things. Like, if you're underwater, what does it sound like when you sing?
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt. Don't mean to assume you are a fool. This is your dream. That means that you control all the rules.
I'm pretty.
You need to lack sense. Have a French accent.
Yes, I'm pretty. I still don't say smart shit, though. It's not pretty.
I don't mean to be hating, but I want you to sound like a Jamaican.
Okay. That's what I'm gonna do. I will go ahead and sound like Jamaican just for you. Bomba clap, that's what I say. I know that you're gonna let my dreads in this convertible this way.
I don't mean to be hating on the Jamaican, but maybe Australian.
Right, I guess that I can try to do that. Yeah, man, I'm sorry, I look like a cool chap. I'm sitting in this car and we're driving really far, and I've got the kind of looks that I could just go be a star.
I'm no longer tired, no need to yawn. You have now awakened the Transformer Integratron. I once was only just a building, but now you've awakened me and I'm ready for killing.
Oh yeah, I'm your sidekick, you love him. Yeah, I'm very stereotypical. My name is Bumblebee.
Yes, you're stereotypical all day. We're both the product of problematic Michael Bay.
You're so behind. Problematic, we're taken out of your mind. Taking out your mind, all your stereotypical thoughts. That's the thought.
Yeah, and the desert is too hot. We want it to be cold. Air and climate, I think not. We are evil Transformers. Yes, we will find it. We're gonna change the desert's damn climate.
Yeah, to your thoughts. You need to listen. We're making you beware of your racism in your mind.
Ma'am. Sorry, I don't mean to touch you with my hands, but you've been asleep for hours in the middle of the sound bath. Also, you've been making lots of soundtracks, saying things that are kind of racist, saying that you like clams and that they are faceless. I do not know what the case is, but you need to keep all those things really deep. Please do not go to sleep.
Yes. I am so ecstatic. Went to this building. I am no more problematic.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You do you, boo. All right. What we're trying to do here is not voodoo. It is more like woo woo.
Or that's maybe it's shoo shoo.
I don't know the sounds that I'm wanting to do, but I know that I'm needing just one or maybe some tutus. Oh, maybe something more like I'm feeling ooh ooh. No. Goo goo. No. True. No. I don't know what to do.
Choo choo. Choo choo.
like a train?
Yeah, man. I know. It sounds insane.
Yes, it's me, and I have remembered my name. I fucking risen from the desert, Michelle Williams. Yeah, you know I am no longer mild. Even I'm the least memorable member of Destiny's Child. Ooh. I'm here. Can you analyze me? Cause my two former band members, they both despise me. Can you look into my dreams and help me be alive, sir? I'm just trying to be like a survivor.
Here's the thing, Michelle Williams. All right, by golly, I'm gonna help you out, but first you need to take some Molly.
Molly is not the best. That's how I first got into this mess.
That's okay, that's the thing. It is something that is cool. Take Molly out in the desert and try to swim in a pool.
What? This is not something that will thrill me. Is everyone in the desert trying to kill me?
Kill me.
Gotta hit out.
Listen
Michelle
to what I say. No gonna problem. Take you to the side on Beyonce.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'm so cool. Doing dances from HBCU.
Yeah, you did some dances, and now I can smell ya. Beyonce, you just got done with a performance at Coachella.
Yeah.
And yeah, you did all the greatest hits on your playlist. But Beyonce, right now, I think you're fucking basic.
Oh snap. Nah, man, Beyonce, don't take that.
I felt it as soon as I said
it. That. Nah, don't get lazy. Gonna bang on you. Where is my dude, Jay-Z?
I'm at the pool. Chilling at the pool. I'm out here, you know that I'm feeling cool. Yeah, all right, not a folly. I'm out here and you know that I just be on some Molly.
Yeah, we're both on some Molly, and you know that it is strange. It's also me here, your little sister, Solange. Yeah, we're trying to make Michelle Williams see you later. As long as he and I do not get to an elevator. I'm gonna fuck the hater. That will be my knuckle punch.
Well, I would say that was really profound, and I would even describe that sensation as a sound, and really I do not have a negative reply. I am feeling stoned as fuck, but know that I didn't get high, and I know, I hope that I got the power, because we got to go drive back for an hour, and I just know that I'm looking for the tower. I wanna get up in Ace Hotel and just go take a shower. I'm gonna do nothing on my schedule. Feeling so incredible. Yeah. If I find that guy from my dream, I am getting sexual.
Don't need to be old school. I'm out here in Palm Springs. I'm an old fool. I'm like Dumb Dada on that old school shit. Hang out with Frank Sinatra. Nah, these people, man, they don't direct me to the right places. They also don't respect me. Nah, man, they're trying to nix me. I run this town way back in the 60s. They don't like that stuff, man. No, hey, they're eating all kinds of vegan stuff. I eat freaking bloody steak.
Yeah, steak could be scary. You've had a bloody steak. Try this new Bloody Mary.
I don't like why, man. It's just filled with spice. I don't like it, man. Nah. Like,
here's the thing. I really think that spice is nice. I love spice. Hi, what you say? My name is Chad. I'm out here for the day from L.A. Here's the thing. Hopefully this conversation will not end quick. I'm just here at this bar called The Friendship trying to meet some people. Trying to meet some people and make some new friends, make some equals.
Nah, DJ, you need to spin it. What? This bar, man, we only hang out with women.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Only women. Sorry, we're dude. We're saying no men, brah. This is a place where we can hang with no agenda.
All right, well, I guess I'll just go back to the PCH.
And you better not talk in that passenger seat.
Well,
bye.
Bye. Ooh.
Finished.
That's like a nice trip.
Yeah. Oh.
I would like to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Like,
how do you feel? Was that an accurate
it.
Representation of your day?
Oh, yeah. So dead on.
Was that an ideal day for you?
Yeah. It was amazing, you guys.
Well,
that
we're
was
glad we could have
so impressive.
Gave it to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks so much for coming, Lindsay.
I relived so many great moments.
Nice.
So you've got, of course, we've got Welcome to Clambake here on the Campfire Media Network for you to listen to. It's an incredible podcast. Anything else you want to plug, Lindsay?
I'm a screenwriter. I'm always writing stuff.
Writing for the screen.
Take a look for movies in the future, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Find me on the Twitters and the Instagrams and all those things. There's Welcome to the Clambake on Instagram. There's me. I'm Lynn Snaps on Instagram. I tweet a lot about internet dating because I'm writing a movie about internet dating.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. If you want to know my secrets, follow me on Twitter, Lindsay Stidham.
Swipe right on Welcome to Clambake.
Yeah.
Does that segue work? I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. For sure.
And of course, you can always follow Dopetown 3000 at Dopetown 3000 on all your social medias, your Instagrams, your Twitters, your Facebooks. Rate, review, subscribe, like. Welcome to Dopetown. We're going to keep putting stuff in your ear. For Zora, for Sean, my name's Greg. And as we say at the end of every Welcome to Dopetown.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, sometimes it's best to take a bath.
Take it away with you, y'all. We'll see you next time.
Take a bath. Sound bath.
Sound bath.
You're leaving Dopetown. Dopetown.
We hope you come back soon.
Dopetown. Say goodbye to Dopetown. Dopetown. You're leaving Dopetown. Dopetown. You're leaving Dopetown. Dopetown.
Hey, it's Angela.
Hey, it's Lindsay.
And we host the feminist podcast Welcome to the Clambake.
It's the opposite of a sausage fest.
It's an anatomy joke.
Each week we talk about the challenges, triumphs, and follies of feminism.
With incredible guests, product reviews, and call-ins from feminist clams like you.
It's an educational party for the soul.
So don't be sexist.
Listen to us every Monday on Campfire Media.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Or your favorite listening app.
Sometimes I take off my pants.
Campfire.